Hey folks, it's Alan. Gonna play you a very rough idea of what the keyboard part on One More River does. So the intro, which is not actually played on the piano, but I'll play it just for guidance purposes. And then in the right hand we have an F chord followed by an E flat chord. So it's C, F, A to B flat, E flat, G. Is C minor, C, E flat, G, going to a B flat, D, F, but all over a C bass. So it's and we come up to E flat in the bass, and we play that little. The right hand does exactly the same thing, so it starts on B flat. Sorry. Second verse. A new part, which is minor, minor, major, major in the right center. It's F minor to G minor to A flat major to B flat major. And it's all over F in the bass. So at that time we just do it the once, then we come up to G. So we play the whole thing a tone higher. So we go from G minor to A minor to B flat major to C major. So it's and we end up on a D minor, still over a G in the bass. So it's D, F, A. Then we come to the fluty part, and I'm going to play that an octave below what it should be. It should be up here, but it's a G minor over E flat, so G, B flat, D over E flat, and then the left hand changes to E natural. Then we come to F. Over G. G again. Then we have same as the intro over E flat. Then the left hand moves up to F, the right hand does exactly the same game. And then the last time you could add this extra B flat at the top. So you end up on B flat, E flat, G, B flat over F. Then it's the sax solo, which is the same as the verse. And then I should have come into the second major minor minor and major major part, which is do it twice this time. Come up to G. Flutey part. So the E flat, usual right hand chords over E flat, then over F, same thing. Chord would be over F, B flat, E flat, F, B flat. So that's the final chord. Okay, that's it.